If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. I want to begin reading this morning at verse 18. John chapter 15 and verse 18. And the Bible says, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not in the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. And if they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me." Now let me read that again. "But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. And that he that hateth me hateth my Father also. And if I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause." We look at this morning. The Bible's telling us, and the Lord is telling us, the Lord Jesus Christ, that the world is going to hate you. I want to say today, we're not living in a friendly environment. If you're a child of God and you're trying to do right, you're not going to have a friendly environment. There's going to be a lot of hostility around you. You say, "I know what you say." The devil would say, "Well, what I do, I just won't do right. I'll just fit in and I won't have to partake of all that." I want to say, if you're a child of God this morning, you can't do that. Amen. If you're a child of God this morning, Brother Kevin, you can't fit in. Amen. You won't fit in. You'll be peculiar. People will recognize you as peculiar. And no matter what you do, how you act, praise God, they're going to realize there's something in you. Because let me just say this. If we start acting contrary to what God expects us to do, praise God, there ain't going to be bells go off in us and we're going to be miserable. But praise God, when we realize it, and the reason that is because the world hates us. The world cares nothing about us. The world don't like us. But Jesus said, you know, the world hates you because it hates me. I want to say the world today we're living in, it don't like the Lord Jesus Christ. It don't like God or godliness. It don't like nothing that stands for what's right. But I want to say, praise God, authority of God this morning, that we've got an ever-present help in this world. And it's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Without Him, we have nothing. Amen. I don't care if you're an Eisenhower or a Clinton and you've got all the money in the world. If you don't have Jesus, you ain't got nothing. Now that may not be good English, but praise God, it's truth. Amen. If we don't have the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord of our life, we have nothing. We have nothing to offer anybody. We have nothing to give out. We can't receive what God's got for us. If we don't have the Lord Jesus Christ, we have nothing. And that's what seems like that's what the world wants today, is nothing. But as for me and my house, praise God, I like the Lord myself. I like those good things of the Lord. I like what God gives me. I like the way He loves me and encourages me. He said in verse 19, He said, if you were of the world would love his own. Amen. You say, well, I've heard people tell me all the time, well, people, I just don't feel like people love me. Amen. It may be those people you're hanging out with is lost. Amen. See, that's a positive side to this, being a child of God. Amen. A lot of shows, praise God, the world don't love you, praise God, because the world's lost. But praise God, I tell you, that ought to just give us a shout down our soul. Amen. When you see old wicked people all around you, praise God, we'll just shout the victory. Amen. Praise God, say, hey, you know what? I'm glad I'm different. Amen. I'm glad the world don't like me. Hey, don't have, you say, well, preacher, I don't have many friends. I want to say you got the best friend you'll ever have. Amen. Praise God, you'll always have a friend in Jesus. Hey, glory, praise God, He'll never forsake you. He'll never leave. He'll always be right there. He'll be closer than a brother. Amen. He said the world won't like you. Amen. He said if you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you, watch this, out of the world. So you was in the world, you was in the world, but praise God, he said, I chose you out of the world. Praise God. Hey, listen, a great big God of glory looked down to where we was. He said, I'm going to take that one, and I'm going to take that one. Praise God, and I'm going to take that one. Hey, glory. Amen. He chose me when I wasn't looking for him. Praise God. He came to where I was at, and he chose me. Praise God. Hey, that ought to make us want to be just a little peculiar. Amen. I mean, run the aisle, shout, praise God. Glory be to God. Listen, he chose you. Praise God. Amen. He loved you enough. Praise God, look down where you was at in your miserable condition, lower than a snail's belly, and chose you. Amen. Praise God. Hey, that gives me a go yonder. I don't know about you. The Lord looked down. Amen. He said, if you was of the world would love you. He said, but praise God, I chose you out of the world. See, we're still living in this world. But praise God, a child of God is not of this world. You're like, what are you saying this morning, preacher? I'm saying this, praise God. Don't worry about fitting in. Amen. Listen, you young people, don't worry about fitting in. Don't worry about looking right. Amen. You look right in this world, you'll be a freak. Amen. This world is a freak show. But praise God, if you'll look right for God. Amen. Praise God, you'll look right to the world. Amen. So that don't make no sense. Think about it a minute. Amen. God never intended for his people to be a freak show. Amen. God said we're supposed to be a peculiar people, a separate people, a different people. Amen. That was all made possible because Jesus came. Amen. He said, to remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep your sayings. Amen. He said, you know what? He said, if they persecute me, they'll persecute you. But he said, if they've kept my saying, if they believe my word, praise God, they're going to believe your word because you're of me. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, what makes a difference in our life, praise God, in our witness, glory to God, is being a child of the King. Realizing and recognizing, praise God, that he come to seek and to save that was lost, and he came and he seek and he saved me. Amen. Can you say that this morning? Can you raise your hand and say, Jesus found me, praise God. I was lost, but now I'm found. Amen. Glory be to God. I belong. Hey, he chose me, glory to God. Amen. I couldn't get to him, but he came to where I was at, and he chose me, picked me up, lifted me up, praise God, and glory to God, he just keeps taking me a little higher. Amen. Praise God. Hey, youngins, glory to God, just keep lifting, looking up, glory be to God, because you tend to go where you look. Amen. You get to driving down the road. Amen. Running 60, 65, some of you 70 and 75. And you're going down there and you got your eyes on the road, right? But you ever noticed if you take your eyes off the road, Brother David, if you look to the right or you look to the left, you know what you tend to do? You tend to swerve that way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, now, yeah, praise God. He said, you know what? He said, those that's got their eyes on me, those that realize and recognize, praise God, and I chose them, I picked them, praise God. He said, they keep their eyes on the road and they stay on the road. But he said, those that's in the world, they'll try to distract you, get your eyes off the road. Amen. But praise God, this morning we've got to keep our eyes on the road. Amen. We've got to keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to believe and trust in him. Amen. Praise God. He said, persecution will come. Hardships and trials will come. But praise God, he's a God of glory, the one that we serve, already overcome all that. And we have to just put our faith and our trust in him. Amen. Because he is the only one that we can trust this morning. He's got all the answers. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. He said, if they keep my word, they'll keep your word. Verse 21, he says, but all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake. Because they know not him that sent me. I want to go beyond that one this morning, if God will be my help for just a minute. They know not him that sent me. Jesus said they don't know nothing about God. They don't know nothing about godliness. Most people don't know nothing about God wordness. Amen. We're supposed to be a Godward people. We're supposed to be progressing, amen, closer and closer under our holy, righteous God. Amen. Brother David read this morning, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Amen. We're supposed to be seeking, desire the holiness of God. Amen. So he said, don't worry about what people think. Hey, they ain't going to like you anyway. So just forget about what people think. You're not going to make them happy. Amen. But praise God, he said, just keep your eyes on Jesus. Believe and trust in him, because he is the Word. And he said, but they've not believed on my Father. He said, they don't know him. They don't know the one that sent me. But I want to preach on this just a minute this morning, if God will be my help on this thought. Jesus said in verse 22, he said, if I had not come, I want to preach on that just a minute. If Jesus, Brother Charles, had not come, boy, wouldn't this world be in a mess if Jesus had not come? If Jesus hadn't have come to this world, amen, we would be, number one, we'd have no hope. Amen. They wouldn't be nothing. Hey, they would be nothing to look forward to. They would no be nobody to look to. They would need nobody to come down to us when we're in our agony, in our mission, and our misery, and lift us up. If Jesus had not come, where would we be? You think about this world. If Jesus had not come, you think about what's transpired in our world, in our country, in the last 20 years. If Jesus hadn't come, you know why that's happened? If Jesus hadn't come, we'd been in utter turmoil by now. We would have probably already destroyed ourselves. Amen? If Jesus had not come, we see just in the last 20 years, we see that God was trying to help us. He raised America up as a great nation. He established a greater and bigger, praise God, than any nation had ever been established. He set us up in time. He set us up in power and might, praise God, because it was all His and it was about Him. But a few years ago, they said, you know what? There's a whole lot of people coming in this world and between the heathen of this world and our government. They said, you know what? The way that we can stop people from overpopulating this world is we can start killing them in the womb. Amen. Say amen on me. Praise we have. Amen. Hey, if Jesus hadn't have come, look where we'd be. We're already killing little babies in the womb. Amen. Before they ever have a chance to live. You say, well, preacher, that's not a baby. That's a fetus. I beg to differ. Praise God. Hey, at conception, that's a literal living human being. From the time of conception. Amen. Praise God. Hey, how do you know? Because old John Baptist was in the belly of Elizabeth. Praise God. And when Jesus came by, glory be to God, the Bible said the babe leapt in his mother's womb. What does that mean? That means the word babe means literally little person. Amen. But because if Jesus had to come, look where we'd be. We've already started killing babies. But it wasn't too long ago that they decided to take prayer out of school. Amen. They said, hey, Lou, you gotta quit praying in school. You can't pray in school no more. You know, the separation of church and state. And hey, listen, you know, look where it's at now. When I was a kid, Brother David, you know what the number one crime in school was? It was chewing gum in class. Amen. You know what I had to write for one time? 1,000 times, my meanness was squeaking my tennis shoes in the hall. That's the kind of meanness that we had in school just a few short years ago. But now we're killing babies and we're doing ungodly things down at the schoolhouse. People's taking in guns, killing each other. Amen. Where have we come to? Hey, if Jesus had not come, look where we'd be. So, well, preacher, it's bad enough. You know, when I was in school, I took a .22 rifle to school in my car every Friday. I did, every Friday. We had a shooting team. And we'd go over to the old dump, the old firing range. After school, the instructor would meet us over there, and we'd get our rifles out and we'd shoot. But there's a whole lot of other days I had my shotgun or my rifle in the car, because soon as school's out, me and a couple other boys go hunting. We go rabbit hunting or squirrel hunting. Hey, there wasn't nothing wrong with that. Amen? Every one of us boys, hey, if you didn't have a little old pen knife in your pocket, hey, was something wrong with you? Amen. If you didn't have some kind of little pen, all the other boys call you a sissy. Amen. The teacher would ask, hey, can I borrow your knife to peel my apple? Amen. I won't say, praise God, if it hadn't have been for Jesus, we had already been in the toilet. But praise God, thank God He came. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's delivered us, praise God, thus far. Praise the Lord. You say, preacher, it's sad. Amen. Yeah, but it's getting worse. Bible said wax worse and worse in the end. When men take their eyes off of God. Listen, Mama, when we take our focus off of God, we start backing up. Amen. We've started backing up and we just keep backing up. We keep giving ground. But I want to say, praise God. Hey, we ought to get some Holy Ghost boldness where we're willing to charge hell with a squirt gun. Amen. Glory be to God. So you know what, devil? I don't have to put up with you. Hey, God, glory be to God. Jesus can quit you and the fires of hell too. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, when we begin to see Him, glory be to God. Because, hey, if He hadn't come, we'd have no hope. Amen. If He hadn't come, we'd have no hope. We'd be hopeless people. There'd be nothing to count on. There'd be nothing we could, there'd be nothing that we could focus on. There'd be nothing that we could have our desires on. It'd be no hope. We would be hopeless people if we had hope in this world only. Paul said we'd be of all men most miserable. Amen. But praise God, I won't tell you this morning, children. Glory to God, we've got a hope that's out of this world. Amen. Amen. Praise God. When we begin to see God, when we begin to realize, He said, if I had not come, amen. He said, people, the world would be in turmoil. Amen. It'd probably already been gone. Amen. But we see the Lord Jesus, praise God, He did come. Amen. We see this thing escalating. We see the world getting worse and worse. We see a sodomy rampant. Men with men and women with women doing those things that are unseemly. Amen. God help. How in the world can anybody be that wicked in their mind to want to be a man with a man or a woman? Hey, you know what it is? They're missing something and they're looking in the wrong places to find it. But what would it have been if Jesus hadn't come? If Jesus hadn't come, what would it be? If Jesus hadn't come, brother, where would me and you be? If Jesus hadn't come on that Wednesday night, Brother David, up there to a little church in Oakland, Maryland, where would this old boy be? I tell you where I'd be. I'd be in hell already, screaming in the regions of the damned. If Jesus hadn't come, Jesus, what if I hadn't come? What if I hadn't come? Boy, if we think about that. What if He hadn't come? What if He hadn't come and introduced Himself to us on that night, that day, that morning, praise God, when He introduced Himself to us, told us that He loved us, praise God, wanted to save us, and He shed His blood for us. Amen. What if He hadn't come, done it? What if He hadn't come to you? Amen. You'd still be lost in your sin, on your way doomed and damned for a devil's hell, with no hope in this world. If He hadn't have come to you. See, we're looking, the world's are looking for something. They're looking to find something. I love history. I studied. I like to read history and things like that. I was thinking about back in France years ago, there was a man called Napoleon come along. You remember Napoleon? And he came, he had his desire to lead that country. But around 1814, the country said, you know what? We don't want nothing to do with you. And they banished Napoleon out. They got rid of him. They said, get you out of here. We don't want nothing to do with you. Banished him away. Amen? But that environment, the way they live, it just got worse and worse. And within 1 year, that place was just in total chaos. Turmoil was everywhere. And that man, amen. That man stepped back across the mountain and he said, Frenchman, I'm your emperor. And they could, and that by this time, praise God, you know what them Frenchmen done? Amen. Them Frenchmen, Brother John, they said, Viva l'Empereur! God, long live the emperor. What? He said, you know what? We're looking for a man. We need somebody, praise God, to lift us up out of here. Amen. What we need today, praise God, is we need a God. Socrates said this. He said, we need a God or a God-inspired man that'll lift us up and show us the way we are to live. Amen. One of the brightest minds of his time looked up, Brother David, out of all that darkness. And he said, we need God or a God-inspired man to lift us up out of here. What if Jesus hadn't come? we'd still been darkness. We'd have had no hope. It'd been no use to have any ambitions. They would have been no hope to have desires. Let me just say this. We're living in a society. Now, you mamas and dads, listen to me closely. We're living in a society that this generation that's coming on now will be less prosperous than their mother or their father. Amen? Did you hear me? They'll be less prosperous than what mama... They'll have less than what mama and daddy had. I got to thinking about that. Why is that? Why is that? Why is it that our children, ones coming on now, don't have any desire to have nothing? And you know what it is, Brother Bill? It's because they have nothing. Amen? But it's because, are you hearing me? And the reason they're like that is because they have nothing. They don't have God or any sense of godliness. Amen? And it's our fault. It's our fault we haven't given God and godliness. They haven't heard about it like they should. They haven't seen it like they should. And praise God, they're missing it. And they may die and go to hell lost without it. Amen? If Jesus hadn't... If he hadn't come, it'd be an awful, awful state. We're in a mess. Amen. These United States, listen to me, we're in a mess. We need help. Amen. I pray God, just like France was, we need help. We need God to come. We need a God-inspired man, praise God, that'll bring us out. I want to ask you a question, but what about you? Amen. What about you? What about you? What about you? Amen. Hey, listen, every one of us makes a difference. We cannot do it alone, but praise God, me and you, with God, all things is possible. Amen. We can live. I've been telling young folks for the last year, I've been telling young folks, listen, this is America. Amen. If you'll just get out there and try and trust the Lord and call upon Him every day, you can be anything you want to be. Amen. You can have those things that far exceed your expectations. I mean, God will bless you on purpose because He can. Amen. Because Jesus, listen, because Jesus did come. Amen. Amen. What if He hadn't? We'd be miserable. What if He hadn't? We'd have no change. What if He hadn't? We'd have no hope. But I want to say on the authority of God that He did. Amen. That He came, praise God. And because He came, we have hope today. Amen. They were saying, oh man, we need a man. We need a God, a some sort of God, or we need a God-inspired man, amen, that'll bring us out and show us what we are, the way we are to live. Amen. I want to say, praise God, we've got that today in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have that today in the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves us and He cares for us, amen. He said, if I had not come, amen, and spoken unto them, amen, if I had not come, He said, praise God, they'd still be in their sin. Amen. He showed us our sinfulness. And He saved us from our sinfulness. Amen. Praise God. And He gave us the opportunity. If He hadn't come, we'd be of all men most miserable. Praise God. Jesus came. I want to finish with that this morning. Jesus came. Amen. Jesus came on that first Christmas morn. People argue about when that was. I don't really care when it was. Praise God. I just care that He came. Amen. Praise God, it could have been December, September, October, or the middle of summer, praise God. Hey, glory, I just want to tell you, thank God He came. Because with that, if He hadn't come, we wouldn't even be no use for us together here. Amen. Everything that we do for Jesus and God would have been naught. But praise God, I'm glad, praise God, Brother Bill, that He came. And He came to where we was at, saved our soul, put us in a place where we could worship Him and lift Him up. But listen to what Jesus said. What Jesus said here in Verse 21, He said, but all these things will they do unto you for My name's sake, because they know not Him that sent Me. Amen. Said that, you know what? He said, they don't know the one that sent Me. How can they know Me when they don't know the one that sent Me? Amen. Praise God. Listen, what happens? What happens here? He said, they don't know Him. They don't know the one that sent Me. He said, they can't know Me. He said, they don't recognize. See, He told disciples in John chapter 14, He said, you believe in God. Huh? Believe also in me. See, what's wrong with us, young'uns? We don't believe in God. We don't believe that there's a higher power, that there's a higher authority. We're not believing that in our hearts. We got some kind of concept of it in our minds, but we don't believe it in our hearts. Amen. Head knowledge is not heart knowledge. Amen. He said, if you believe in God. Amen. We got to believe in God in order to believe in Jesus, in order to believe in the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. To believe the Word of God. Amen. Let me just paint you a picture for just a second and I'm done. We've got to believe that the Lord Jesus Christ, He was born on that first Christmas morn. Amen. He came as a baby, just like He said He did. He came, He was born in a manger in Bethlehem. Praise God, He was born over there in a manger. A lowly manger in a stable. Amen. And that He grew up to be a man like me and you. He lived and He started a ministry at 30 years old. Amen. Glory be to God. And He began to minister the Word of God. John looked out from the River Jordan and seen Him coming across the hill and the sun arising behind Him. And he said, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." Amen. God was the Lord Jesus Christ was manifest to the world on that day. Amen. All doubt was taken away that who this good man was. Amen. He grew up, went 3.5 years teaching His disciples, showing them the God and godliness. Amen. Revealing the Father to them. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And then he went to the cross of Calvary. Convicted, he that knew no sin became sin for me and you. They nailed Him to the old cross of Calvary. Amen. Nailed Him. Them spikes, driving them spikes, them old rusty spike nails into His hands and His feet. And then they dropped Him down the hole, boom, and hung Him between the heavens and the earth. Amen. That's my Savior. Took that blood, a crown of thorn, planted it, put it on His head, drove those those thorns down into His scalp. Whipped Him, beat Him unmercifully to His just a bloody mess, and then hung Him on the cross. Mocked Him and ridiculed Him and made fun of Him. Amen. But then old Nicodemus came and they begged a body of the Lord Jesus Christ, and He took Him, wrapped Him up best He could in the time He had. Put Him in a barred tomb. Amen. It was barred because He didn't need it for long. Amen. And glory be to God. Listen, on that third and appointed morning. On that third and appointed morning, praise God, that stone was rolled away. But it didn't. Hey, that stone didn't need to. He was already gone. Amen. When the sun began to rise, praise God, He had already risen. Amen. Praise God. He walked among the brethren. Amen. They seen Him as it's the undisputed Word of God. He was seen of His disciples and many others. 500 people at one time seen the risen Savior and give testimony. Amen. And He lived and He walked for 40 more days and then He went up the Mount of Olives and He was taken up to heaven. Amen. Taken up into glory. And the Bible said the clouds received Him out of their sight. Amen. But I want to go on from here. See, this is where we're missing it. This is where the church lacks, right here. See, Jesus was taken up out of our sight, and I'm afraid if we ain't very careful, we lose sight of Him right there, Brother Jeff. Amen. We can see Him as long as it's real here, but we can't see Him when He's real here. Amen. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ, He's taken up in the cloud. I want you to do me a favor. Just shut your eyes with me for a minute and just listen to what I'm saying. Just shut your eyes and just listen carefully to what I'm saying. Jesus was taken up in a cloud. Can you see Him as the Lord, as the good God of glory? The Lord Jesus Christ just rises up in that cloud, He disappears in that cloud. But then the next thing we see is we see the Lord Jesus Christ as the angels of glory. They come and they gather around Him with singing and praising and glorifying God because the King of glory has come in. Amen. And they begin to march with Him. Can you see it in your mind as Jesus goes up towards those pearly gates? Amen. Praise God. And them pearly gates, they swing open wide to receive the King of glory. Amen. Glory be to God. They swing wide. And Jesus, and you see it. Look through that gate and you see that street of gold. And as you start to go through those gates, there with the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, you see those golden streets and you see those walls of jasper. You see the splendor, praise God, of that magnificent city. You see them, you look ahead and you see the very mansion of God. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions, that dwelling place of God. Right up ahead, do you see it? You come through the gate, you go up that street of gold, you see it ahead of you. Just right up there, just a little way, is the mansion of God. Amen. And as you approach there, the angels of glory still singing, still magnifying, still glorifying the Lord and Savior. Amen. As He marches on. Praise God, robed in all that robe of righteousness. Praise God. Amen. Don't only belong to Him, but it belongs to me and you also. Amen. As we enter in, get close to that mansion and the doors open up. The doors open up and I mean the light and the splendor of that magnificent place. Can you see it there right in front of you? And in front of you there as you go through those doors into that glorious place. Praise God, there's a throne. And on that throne, praise God, is the good God Jehovah, the God of glory. Amen. The Ancient of Days, praise God. He's sitting there in all His splendor and all His glory and all His magnificence. Can you see Him today? Amen. He's there. Praise God, He's there. Amen, as you go in there to where He's at. Amen, praise God. And all that host of heaven, praise the Lord, He said, come on in, gather in. Gather in, and as they go in, and the Lord Jesus Christ goes up towards the throne of grace. Amen, can you see Him as He approaches the throne? Eases up there, praise God, before the Father, as reverent as He can go. Amen, and praise the Lord. And the Father looks at Him and He says, well done, my good and faithful servant. Praise God. He said, be seated at the right hand of His Majesty on high. Can you see this? Our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the one, He's got that riveted side. He's got those holes in His hand, Him holes in His feet. You can see them. They're still there. But praise God, He ascends to the throne of grace and sits down at the right hand of the Father. Amen. He sits down there, praise God. And the Bible says He sits there to make intercession for me and you. All these accusations come up before the against the saints, against you, against me. Amen. And praise God, those that's been born again. And God the Son looks at God the Father. And He said, praise God, that's one of ours. Amen, as the devil presents him, as ungodliness comes before, he presents him, he says, hey, that's one of ours. Praise God, the God the Father, He says, forgiven. 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 Amen, praise God. Why? Because glory be God, when He entered into there, praise God, those that's been born in, part of us went in there with Him. Amen, into the very presence of God. And God, I'm talking about the good God of glory. You see Him there, and always magnificent, always splendor. I mean, hey, your mind don't even do you justice. Your mind can't comprehend that majesty that's to beheld when we appear before Him. Amen. If you're a born again child of God, praise God, one of these days you will behold. One day you'll see it for yourself. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine? Amen. You can open your eyes now. Just imagine what that's going to be like. Can you see it? Let me ask you a question this morning. Who's sitting on the throne? Huh? Who do you see sitting on the throne of grace this morning? Is it the world? Is it men? Is it politicians? The one that's sitting on the throne of grace this morning is our Heavenly Father. And Jesus said, listen, fellas, He said, the world's going to hate your guts. The world won't like you. Till the world can see my Father, they'll not be able to see me. Amen. But He said, if they can see me, they've seen the Father. Amen. He said, I've got all the essence of the Father. Praise God. You say, preacher, you're confusing me. I can't see God. Yeah, but through the Word of God, we can see God. We can see the Son of God. And if we can see the Son of God, praise God, we've seen the Father. Amen. Praise God. What we got to do, young, that's where we're missing out. I told some yesterday, we're not seeing God. Man, that's why our people's not saved. That's why our children don't have no hope. Because we're living in a hopeless society. And if we can't point our people, if we can't see God, then we can't point our people to God. Amen. But God help us, Lord, that we could see God. See God Almighty sitting in His power, enthroned in His might, even before our face today. Amen. Can you see Him there? Can you see Him there? Can you see God sitting at the throne, praise God, God of grace, looking down upon you and say, I want to save you. I want to heal you. I want to help you. I want to lead you. I want to guide you. I want to show you. He said, I just want to love you.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
The good God of glory and all His might and all His power.
Amen.
He's looking down on us today, young. And He says, I just want to love you. All I want to, I want to do is just love you. He said, I want to love you with all my might, my soul, and my strength. I want to love you with every fiber in my being. Glory. Boy, if we could ever see that, it'd bring us out of there. Glory be to God. We'd fall on our face and say, oh God, I see you now. You're real. Praise God. God, help us today to see Him. If Jesus had not come, we'd have never seen the Father. Glory. But I want to say this morning that Jesus did come. Jesus did come, and praise God, He's showing us, He's trying His best to show us the Father. But I want to ask you a question this morning. Can you see Him for yourself? Jesus did come, and He wants to show you the Father. Would you like to see the Father? Amen. Praise God. Just take a good look at the Son. Amen. Praise God. You know, the Son has a way of revealing things all around you. Now, you can't see stuff when you're in the dark. But praise God, when you come out into the Son begins to reveal all those things that you couldn't see before. And sometimes, listen to me, I know sometimes that's scary stuff. It is. When God starts revealing all this stuff that you've been carrying around in the dark. But praise God, you know what a relief it is. He said, take my load upon you. It's easy. My burden's light. He said, praise God. He said, if you'll let me, He said, I'll help you shake it off. Get rid of all that old darkness, stuff that you're carrying in the dark. And He said, I'll bring you into the light. He said, to a place where my Heavenly Father can just love on you. And you can reciprocate that love. Amen. We've been reciprocating the love of God because we don't really realize the love of God. Because we've never really seen Him where He is. Amen. God Almighty is on His throne. The throne of grace and mercy. Amen. Extending that same grace and mercy down to me and you. Asking us, begging us, please, just be saved. Just trust on the precious Lord Jesus that died for your sins. Amen. Because Jesus came for that very purpose. Amen. He came to seek and to save old sinners and point us to the Father. So we can come into the presence of a holy and a righteous God. Stand with me this morning.